Well, we need to pay attention to something now. Pat Johnston is ready to go. Are you ready, Art Lewis?
I'm ready. I can't wait.
You're one.
Well, I do it to see if I agree or disagree. I mean, you know, right. I got to listen and figure that out.
It is time once again, as the football season continues, albeit getting closer and closer to a culmination. But on Thursdays after the 8:30 news, all football season long.
It's now time for some of the most unimaginative and time-wasting 2-plus minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for yet another installment of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show. Oh, playoff football, why do you hurt me so?
Give me the Packers over the Rams 28-16.
Rodgers going for it all, looking to break it open. He's got it! Lazard, gonna go! Touchdown!
Baltimore advances thanks to a Justin Tucker last-second field goal. Give me the Ravens over the Bills 27-24.
Jackson fires, and that will be intercepted in the end zone by Johnson to the end zone. Touchdown!
Watch the Saints offense march all over Brady and the Bucks. Give me the Saints over the Buccaneers 31-23.
Brady's gonna take it. Touchdown!
Oh no!
What a sham. What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
Well, that was rather uncalled for. All right, I admit, not a good divisional round weekend with a 1-2 record. But despite my struggles, it was nice to see two old Michigan quarterbacks lead their teams to championship Sunday. Of course, the 43-year-old Tom Brady continues to defy aging and science by leading Tampa Bay over the Saints. And Chad Henne replaced an injured Patrick Mahomes to lead the Kansas City Chiefs to the Final Four. Oh, that's right. Hold on. I have to give a shout-out to former Central Michigan University Chippewa standout Sean Murphy Bunting, who picked off Drew Brees to help lead Tampa Bay to victory. Go fire up, Chips! My overall season record now falls to 32-26 after that horrific divisional round weekend, but it's now championship Sunday, and this is where I shine. Or maybe not. Here are my picks, a postseason edition. First, make sure you tune in to 790 News Radio WSGW for complete coverage of Championship Sunday beginning at 2 p.m. Now, the first game is Green Bay against Tampa Bay in the NFC title game at Lambeau Field. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. in this installment of the Battle of the Bays. Usually, Lambeau Field is one of the greatest home field advantages in sports. There's a good chance of snow showers with temperatures hovering in the high 20s at kickoff, and you'd think that's a major advantage for the Packers. But Tampa quarterback Tom Brady isn't fazed by cold weather. After playing at Michigan for a few years and, of course, with the New England Patriots for 20 seasons, Tom knows how to deal with the cold. Besides, Tampa Bay has won its last seven road games by an average of 16 points. Who will stop them? Green Bay's offense, led by Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, will stop them. That's who. Give me Green Bay over Tampa Bay 33-28. And in the AFC title game, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills at 6:30. It's Buffalo's first AFC championship game since 1994. You remember when the Bills had names like Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, and Don Beebe. Give credit to quarterback Josh Allen, who has revived this proud franchise that's still looking for its first Super Bowl trophy. But they will have to get through the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Never an easy task. The big question, though, looming over this game, will KC's Patrick Mahomes play as he recovers from a concussion? Well, Mahomes reportedly practiced in limited fashion yesterday, which is an encouraging sign. The Bills did struggle to move the ball last week against a tough Baltimore team. The Chiefs' defense, not as stellar. The Bills will get to move the ball around the field, that's what I see. But it's kind of impossible to pick against KC at home, right? Give me the Bills over the Chiefs 30-28. So I've got Green Bay over Tampa Bay and the Bills over the Chiefs. And that's my championship edition of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Ooh, that'll make for an interesting Sunday.
Got it half
right. That's really too bad.
Well, which half, Dave?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dave. Exactly what I was going to say.
I think Green Bay and
I like the score.
Yeah.
I think 30-28, you picked the right score, you just picked the wrong team.
Uh-huh. Never. Right.
By the way, uh-huh. Let's not forget all the other Michigan, State Michigan, associations in this game. You mentioned Brady.
Yep.
You mentioned Henne.
Yep.
Let's not forget the coach of Green Bay.
Correct. That is very correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Saginaw Valley.
Yes.
Young Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. Saginaw
LaFleur.
Valley.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Matt
good
LaFleur,
point.
You know.
Good point.
So Michigan is going to be well represented on both fields.
Yes.
We shall find out come Sunday evening how Pat's perfect postseason
both games
can prognostications.
Right here on the radio.
That's right.
7:90 starting at 2 o'clock.
If it's too many P's, just take out the perfect. That's all. It's easy.
Truth hurts, but I have to agree with him.
I'm sorry I gave Art the last word.